Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, Cinco de Mayo.
Ooh!
Which I think in Spanish means drink tequila and party.
Well, Jared, I have a quest for you. Bring us in and out with some wonderful...
Mariachi music?
Well, yeah, I love mariachi, first of all, but there's also another name for it. But yes, absolutely.
And it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's at the helm, and what day is today, or what special days are today besides Cinco de Mayo?
It is Astronauts Day.
Oh, okay.
Hoagie Day.
Wait a minute. What?
Hoagie Day.
Hoagie Day. Okay.
Cartoonist Day.
Jersey Mike's. By the way, if you want a great hoagie, go over to Jersey Mike's. Yep.
Completely locally owned, by the way. Excuse me. Yeah, okay. So thank you. Well, we'll do some more of those. I'm sure that they usually have five or six, but anyway, of how they make it a national day. So today, our current temperature is 63 degrees. We're going to have sunny skies today. Our wind warning is down. Thank you very much. But we still have 6 to 8 miles per hour, becoming more south in the afternoon. But today will be about 94. Clear skies tonight, 61. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 86. Now, our temperatures are going to be fluctuating a little bit here. Friday will be 81, clear sky. Sunny on Saturday, 86. And on Mother's Day, sunny and 86 with our overnight lows on Sunday night with around 56. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, operated. I love them, the Kinney family. They're terrific people. You know, I think in these times when they brought us through the fires, they really do this stretch. If you're living in a kind of a remote place and you're worried, can they get to you? Shasta Gas Propane will do the work in order to get you what you want. So just remember that. They're locally owned, veteran owned business. 365-3793, located in Anderson.
Okay, we have Robert Burke here, and we're going to be quick because Robert goes back to school today full time. And look at that happy face.
Yeah. This is the first time I've seen you smile in a while. Like you're awake.
I feel less awake than normal,
well,
so that's surprising.
Yeah, you're good. You're a good actor, but you're here and you're, what do we have on the agenda today?
So today, there wasn't a whole lot of really big movie news. You know, after the Oscars, it's usually kind of a slump where there's not a lot of big movie news, but there are quite a few new movies that are either already released or coming out this weekend that I thought I could go over just so you know what's out there. There is one piece of movie news I would like to bring up, which is kind of weird, and considering how weird of a time we're living in, maybe it shouldn't be that shocking, but this last weekend at the box office, for the first time in history, a Japanese animated film was number one at the United States box office.
Now, do you think that's because of gaming?
I think that there's a lot of factors that go into that. I think the movie, which is Demon Slayer, I think is just very popular with the culture and everything. This movie came out in October in Japan and stayed number one at the box office from October to January in Japan. Went on to be the highest grossing Japanese movie of all time. But usually that kind of success doesn't translate over to the United States. And yet, last weekend, it made $21 million. And this last weekend made $6.4 million, enough to de-seat Mortal Kombat from number one and become the highest grossing movie of the weekend. It is shocking and so weird that something like that could happen, because this is a foreign language film. It's a Japanese animated film. It is rated R, for one thing. It has everything working against it that makes a movie money, and yet it has now made $34 million in the domestic box office.
Now, when we say animated, is it more like a, I mean, is it like, I'm trying to describe this. Sometimes you'll see them and it looks like the people look really like people. Or is this more of an animated?
It's more like animated, like, okay. You know, Studio Ghibli movies like Spirited Away.
Okay.
Kind of movie.
All right. So, and isn't it, I mean, do you find it interesting that Mortal Kombat, which was a game that started, right, a video game, has got this franchise going and was number one, and then now we have this. So I have to think that part of this has to do with the gaming or...
Yeah.
Or... I don't know. I mean, there's nothing about that film that you've just described to me that I would go see, but then again, I'm not of your generation.
Right. It's definitely...
I would see it.
It's targeted more towards younger people, and it is definitely not a movie that you would ever expect to be super highly grossing.
Why is it R-rated?
It's rated R because it's very violent. Actually saw it last night. It's based on a TV show, even, which is also weird, because movies based on TV shows usually don't make that much at the box office. So it's got everything working against it, and yet it's making a lot of money. And it's very violent. It's definitely not made for kids. It's made for adults.
So isn't there some kind of gaming same name, like in the virtual world of... some kind of thing, because it's not a name. It is a name that I'm aware of. The title.
It's pretty big in the like animation world, like with people who are into Japanese animation. But
I mean, it's a word that I know the word, but there's a word that.
Well, okay. So my point is, I would see something like that. I recall. When I was spending a great deal of time in L.A., I was super hot where we lived and there wasn't air conditioning. But I used to go every day to the theaters. I'd see animation. I'd see, you know, teenage flicks. I'd see kids flicks. I wanted to see everything that was in the movie theaters, because that's especially, you know, you have to know you're in the film industry. What is going on? What are people watching? Don't stay away from it. You may learn something.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
broadens your outlook on what people on the planet right now are watching.
Yeah, and that's definitely why I try to see as many movies in theaters as I can. So speaking of movies in theaters, one this weekend that's coming out that I think would be more in Carl's realm of interest is called, the movie is called Wrath of Man, and it is starring Jason Statham and directed by Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie, I've been seeing the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the previews. Well, first of all, he's my man.
Jason Statham.
Oh yeah, he's my man. And Carl, I said, your boyfriend. I said, oh yes, yes.
Yeah, Carl.
He knows. And Guy Ritchie films. I love the quirkiness.
Yeah.
And the twisty. Oh yes.
Yeah, especially
The Gentleman
last year was very, very good.
I love that.
We watched
now,
it a couple times.
I have a question here.
Yes.
From the chat room for you. Your guest mentioned a couple months ago a movie about a woman that retaliates against bad guys. Some sort of vigilante theme.
Academy Award nomination, gal, the gal who is in Academy Awards.
Oh, Promising Young Woman?
Promising Young Woman.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
Promising Young Woman.
And the gal who is in, I don't know her name, I'm sorry, but she, the lead actress
Carrie Mulligan. Yeah.
Carrie Mulligan.
It's not a vigilante thing, she's just more of an average woman taking revenge out on people that had done bad things to her, but it does have a feeling of a vigilante movie.
Okay, you know? Got it. Maybe that's it. And then there's been a couple others like Peppermint.
Yeah.
Different deal.
Peppermint was another movie that was kind of like that. So, all right. So, last thoughts here, because you've got to go to school.
Yes. The other movie that I wanted to point out that people may be interested in seeing. So, this one is called The Mitchells versus the Machines. It is on Netflix right now. Sits at on Rotten Tomatoes with a 98%. So, it's very, very well reviewed. And it's produced by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who directed the Lego Movie. That's what they got big off of.
What's it about?
It is about a quirky, dysfunctional family's road trip and how it's upended when they find themselves in the middle of a robot apocalypse. It's an animated movie. It's for kids, but it is getting incredible reviews. And I would say that if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, just based off of word of mouth and how much people are talking about loving it, I think that this is one that you might want to look towards.
Okay, you're going to have to run, and we have to take a break, but here's the last statement. How long before we have an animated movie recommended or nominated for an Academy Award? Best movie.
For Best Picture? It's happened before.
Yeah, but Oh, it has?
Yeah, it has. With Beauty and the Beast was the first one, mm-hmm. and okay. then The Lion King, right. and then Toy Story 3.
Really? All three of them were nominated for Best
Picture? Those are the only three. We haven't had one since 2010. People thought Soul might be able to do it this year, but it was unable to.
Well, okay. you know, it's probably because I wasn't paying attention to Academy Awards. Okay. Robert Burke.
Thank you so much. How do people congratulations. Read, going to people, college soon.
Thank you.
How do people get a hold of you or read what you're doing?
As of right now, I'm only doing the radio show. So okay. Just through cool. that. Yeah.
But you can look at thecleverCritics.com and see some of the former wonderful reviews that you've done. So thank you.
And you said you're a little tired this morning. So have you thought about telling your folks, I need a sleep number bed.
When I move to the college campus.
When I go to college, I'd really like to take a sleep number bed.
I wonder if you're in a dorm, if you have a choice.
Well, you could. You can bring in your own sleep number bed.
Okay.
And thanks, Walt. In fact, Sleep Number has a number of things going for it, besides the fact that you can adjust your own site.
We are so thrilled with
that. And then you have the 360 smart bed, mm-hmm. which can adjust to you during the night. And then, of course, you have the ability on some of the beds where you can adjust, you know, you can raise the mattress separately, and so you can read or watch TV.
Or not snore. Or raise your feet. What I love about what we have is that you can raise the bottom. The bottom is a single, you know, the top is split, but the bottom is not. And if you've been on your feet all day, or you have a sports injury, or you just are, you know, your dogs are tired, the beautiful thing is that you can elevate your feet. That, to me, is scrumptious.
The other thing, too, is the optimum sleep environment is 65 degrees. At 65 degrees, our bodies remain thermally neutral, meaning they don't have to do anything to create or shed heat. Okay. Hey, right now, the proven quality sleep since is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,200 on the select Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable bases for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores, and our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center.
Next to the vitamin shop. So I'm heading over there today. I'm going to buy an extra set of sheets and go to the vitamin shop and tell the folks at Sleep Number what a great job. I mean, we just could not be, and it was so professional.
7:17 in the morning, 63 degrees out there.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to 35 Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Cinco de Mayo. Okay, we've had enough of that. And I don't know how much more of that we're going to... You weren't listening to the music.
I love it. I love mariachi bands.
Okay.
There's some great stuff that Linda Ronstadt did. She went... back to where... her father was from, and did an album that, of course, was a Grammy-winning album as well. And anyway.
Today, 7:22 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. Just some things, public announcements here, is that Haven Humane's annual golf tournament, the Daniel Zanin Memorial, fifth annual Putts for Paws golf tournament, is going to happen Friday, July 9th. If you want to enter, you can give them a call over there at Haven Humane. They've got a team of four. It's $500. Single entry is $125. And that includes the golf game, cart, range balls, lunch, goodie bag, contest, prizes for first, second, and third place. Unfortunately, this year, they will not have us to laugh at. We were going to be out of the area that day. They play 18 holes, and we discovered that if you, on the 15th hole at Riverview, if you stop right there and run, you know, and drive your cart up the hill, you miss the last three holes, and you get in about the same time everybody else is because we're so slow.
Well,
okay,
we enjoy going out there.
Oh, it's a great time.
Yes.
It's a great time. Hey, groceries for veterans today. It's going to be every Wednesday from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Salvation Army in Reading at 2691 Larkspur Lane. Just show proof of your veteran status, and you can get these groceries. No questions asked. Anybody's welcome for this. And then, of course, today, the Reading Rancheria, we talked about it at length yesterday. But they are interring 11 sets of remains, including a woman who is about 50, and her five children from a newborn to age five at the arboretum side, Arboretum side of Turtle Bay at 4:30 today.
It goes we'll from 4:30
to 5:30.
And they're going to light up the bridge in red. And
yeah.
Afterwards, I think they call it the jingle.
Dress.
The jingle dress. In fact, you know, KRCR, we watch the news in the morning. We flip around. And they did a nice visual article on that as well. So there is, definitely a meaning behind the dress garment. And 2 years ago when we did Dancing with the Stars, I believe it was 2 years ago, Jack Potter, came out in one of his dances with that attire and some of the women behind him. It was very powerful. Anyway, I listened and I called in yesterday with, you know, Maria Roscoe, and she was talking about a film that you and I have seen with Jeremy Rimmer starring in it, and it is called
Wind River.
Is it Wind River?
It's a it's
powerful.
It's a reservation up in South Dakota, I think. Yeah, in South or North Dakota.
And he's a sheriff.
No, he's a He's a wildlife
there
conservation officer. His job is to hunt down animals that are preying on livestock and this. And so he's a hunter and trapper for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a if you've not seen the movie, it's a great movie. Good acting in it. Proper amount of violence. So, well, it does. Hey, yesterday the first press release from the group opposing Shasta Ford, opposing the recall, came out, and there was a press conference with three officers of that committee, which are Joe Comente, Mary Rickert, and Leonard Modi. They've been... Shasta Ford, and I'm not sure who's in the group. I know some individuals in the group. I mean, I don't know if they have leadership, but the leaders of this are the three supervisors that are being recalled by the a variety of groups. But they had a press notice that says that they're going to file complaints with the California Fair Political Practices Commission against the recall effort, alleging supporters have violated campaign finance rules and are abusing state election laws, which means essentially that they have the three different groups there that they were talking about have not done their paperwork correctly, that there is they don't know where the money is coming from. They need to declare that. It's the three factions coordinating the recall efforts, the Red, White, and Blueprint Project. And it's public announced raising large sums of campaign finances through illegal campaign events. This is what Shasta Ford is saying. You know, again, I'm just saying what's in the press release here. This is going to have to be adjudicated at a much higher level than here. The explicit purposes has been to advocate the recall of these three elected officials, qualifying this project as a primarily formed campaign committee under state election law. During the press conference, said people have the right to recall a politician, but the process has to be transparent. In this case, Shasta County residents need to know where the dark money is coming from. I guess that goes the other way, too. So, you know, where's the money coming from also for the Shasta Forward group? Or are they not a political action committee? But it seems to me if they are, they're buying radio spots and other advertising. So, I mean, just if it's for one, it should be for the other. Let me see what else we have here. Anyway, this is going on. And then again at the Board of Supervisors, it blew up again, and with them actually having to take a break because one of the speakers there started cursing in his personal attacks. And the board, you know, and Comente said, hey, wait a minute, you have a right to talk like that. And this guy's name is Vladimir Davidson. Was using profanity in this. And then the afterwards, Melissa McEwen came up and said, hey, this is a grassroots effort. Our leadership team does not condone nor tolerate personal attacks, violence, or threats of violence. So if you hear these things, that is not our group. That is not from Recall Shasta. So a lot of stuff's happening here with that. I don't even know what this, you know, you've got both sides now. This is going to be an interesting summer. Because that paperwork, I'm sure, is going back into the county recorder. I'm sure that the, and then signatures will start being collected. Meanwhile, you've got this other group, which I can't help but think is also going to be a well-financed group fighting against this. We're going to, of course, invite, Supervisor Modi and Supervisor Comente and Supervisor Rickert to come on all together. In fact, I don't know, maybe I can only get two of them at a time because of the Brown Act. But to have them come in here and tell us what this is, what they're doing, and the basis behind the complaints to the political boards here.
Before we take a break, I just wanted to share that a couple friends and I went last night to Carlene's, which, by the way, beautiful food, and the former chef of Cleary's is there with really good food. We enjoyed each other. And my friends, these two, they, you know, they're one, it likes to listen to all sides, and one perhaps we could say is mostly on the bent on the left side. And they both said, tell Carl that we listen in the show and we thank him so much for being Switzerland.
You know what? We try to be that, though I was just told yesterday.
I thought that was a compliment.
I think it is. But I was told yesterday that somebody felt like they were attacked on the show. And I said, by me? No, by your callers. Well, if you're a politician and you come on the show, there's going to be people calling. And, you know, I've had plenty of politicians or public figures come on the show, and people have called in, and they have said one of two things. Call me at my office, or I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
And if they say, hey, I'm not going to talk to them, that's it. We just click it off.
Right.
If you engage with them, well, you either got to have tough enough skin or be able to hold your own.
If you're holding a public office.
Erin Reznor will never turn down a phone call.
Oh, I love her.
She'll never turn down a phone call.
And she is so articulate and such a brain.
But she's a scrapper.
Yeah. And I think if you're going to be in politics, you better be a scrapper. That's why I could never do it. But I commend those people, first of all, who come in here and they know if they're good. This is a public platform. We're not coming in here to say have coffee and how's your, you know, what color did you design your couch? We are asking you to talk about what the current events are. And if you're holding public office, your constituents are all sides of.
Can call in.
Yes. All sides of, what are you going to call it? The aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both sides of the aisle.
We've, you know, if somebody says, I'll only come on and talk about this. Okay.
Now, some people were like, I've seen in the chat pack, they aren't what they used to be. And I'm like, well, you know what? You know, we've lived here. Sometimes I think some things have become extremely radical. But on both sides. Your voice is important. You're a citizen here of the North State. You know, you are our neighbor. We're going to be in the line together. Of course, you heard the story about Safeway yesterday. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're over time. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business, been in the business a couple of decades. They work on appointments, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Make your appointment. Go in there. It's just an outstanding haircut. The only place I've had my haircut in Reading over the last 14 years. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to our morning show here on Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo. Is that Mexican music? Is that like, ripa?
No.
What I want to hear.
Carl said he was done with
it. We're going to have a little bit of tequila shots later because it's Cinco de Mayo. You know, just going to tell you right now, got to love it. Cornerstone Community Bank brings this portion of the show.
What's in your coffee today?
I'm ready to go. It's showtime.
Okay.
All right, so I don't sit back and go, I want to, you know, I mean, I get ready. Let's roll. Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. We bank there. They're lovely. They will do what they have to do in order to make it wonderful for your business. Seriously. Cornerstone Community Bank, three locations in Reading.
Two in Reading and one in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street in Reading, and the old Copplestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue is the main branch. Hey, we're here with Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your time of the year.
Yeah.
Sun.
Yeah. The sun is out. Isn't this beautiful weather?
It is.
And don't we have, like, compared to almost Palm Springs, how many sunny days of the year we have?
Yeah, we're the second sunniest city. And at the year they actually did that study, Yuma, Arizona was number one and Reading was number two.
Wow.
Had the most sunny days.
So it's very worth having solar panels.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so anyway, before you came on, we were talking about just what it is right now with people to work and what it is to get for people to work. So if you're thinking about solar, it may be not something that's going to be installed in 30 days, but it could possibly happen later on.
Oh, yeah, it'll happen. But it's just everything's gotten pushed back because of it's hard to find, you know, good help. And it's just
consistent.
You know, this has been a consistent comment from every business almost every business we've talked to, from restaurants to construction to Powerhouse Solar, and what it means is that it's just, you know, it extends the time out. So
right.
It doesn't mean it doesn't get built or anything like that. It just means, is, you know, as you grow your crews, you know, the faster you go.
Yeah. The crew that we have is spread so thin that, you know, we're not going to rush through a job to just get it done. You know,
right.
we want to do it right, and we don't like callbacks. We want to make sure it's good. And then you've got issues with the county, you know, the county process, the city of Reading, the permit process takes a long time. They're understaffed. There's stuff that they do that prolongs the process also. So we're getting hit from lots of different fronts.
You know, the state has said that we will be energy independent by what, 2040? It'll
yeah.
be all be renewables.
Right.
I of course don't believe that
yeah.
for a second.
Yeah.
And for a variety of reasons. However, the solar industry has really taken off. And now we're seeing the electric cars.
Right.
And the electric powered vehicles. And now we're starting to see all of the charging stations
yeah.
coming out. You can run solar for
Absolutely.
That, can't you?
Yeah, they figure if you drive 15,000 miles a year, this used to be the statistic, I think it's still the same, it takes about 3 kilowatts of additional solar to offset the use of that whole car for the year. It's kind of interesting statistic.
You think there would be a time when you can have a solar panel car that would get you around?
Well, I think they've thought about it, putting the solar panel integrated into the hood and the
yeah.
roof
mm-hmm.
and the trunk, you know, and then while you're at work, you're trickle charging that battery. But it's just, there's not enough space. There's so much energy draw on those cars. I mean, it's a great idea just to kind of keep things, you know, going a little bit, but you really need to plug in right now.
So we've had you come to our house before because we have this, you know, house that is, you know, 60 years old, and then they
strange,
added on to it in the 50s,
roofs,
and then they added on to it in the 40s, the 60s or whatever, and you couldn't find a large enough area of the roof to put a panel. Now, if someone is listening and they have something like that, but they have an area in their backyard or side yard, you could put panels that way.
Correct, like on a ground rack?
Yes.
You're referring to?
A
yes.
ground rack.
Yeah, we do lots of ground racks because in the North State here, we have a lot of land. And typically, you know, so less if you're in a situation like you, it's a, you know.
The middle of downtown.
In
yeah.
a downtown lot,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but most we're dealing with rural. And so we've got a lot of land. So it can go mm-hmm. on the roof or it can be on a ground rack. And they're very popular.
I'm going to take a quick break here. And then we come back. I want to walk people through the process, if they're interested in solar, all the things that have to happen.
Yeah, you bet.
In this, okay. We're with Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the owner and the repair specialist there. It's a veteran-owned business. He's been doing this for several decades, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Quality workmanship, he guarantees for life. You can have a free consultation, come in, have them take a look at it, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, and it absolutely looks great. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Bruce Blake.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year
four-year university, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Switzerland of the airwaves. Phone lines here, 605-4567. You know, it's interesting that Linda and I love each other so much, and we're so simpatico.
But Most of the time.
We can find any reason in the world to argue, and we do. No, you can't play that kind. No, play this, you know. And so I'm dancing around, you know. And anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, just saw Mike Huber yesterday, and he is shocked because he does just wonderful work, outstanding work. He's got the eye of an artist when it comes to working with slate, granite, or marble. He does free consultations, so you can give him a call at 241-STONE. You can learn more at estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business, and Mike stands behind his work. He's done our kitchen, and it's beautiful. 7:48 in the morning, 63 degrees out there here on the 5th of May, which is why we're playing different types of music. We're here with Bruce Blake, who is the president and CEO of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce is a friend, and he's been on the show many times. But some people, you know, because of this big emphasis on solar and wind power and all this, somebody calls you. Let's just walk through the process.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So what happens is people will call. They'll either watch an ad or somebody, a friend had gotten solar, and they give us a call, and we do what's called discovery. When the customer calls in, we just find out a little bit about them, what their utility bills are primarily, how much they're spending a year. We we Google Earth their home. We look at the property. We ask them where they would prefer have it. Some people say they don't want it on the roof at all. Mm-hmm. Other people, and so we have to look for a spot, do a ground mount. And then, so we get that information up front, and then we build a proposal for the customer in advance of going out to see them or talking to them on the phone.
And I would like to say is that you did that when you came out to see us several years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you already, you know, had taken a good look at the property.
Yeah, we try to go come out because a lot of times we don't want to do discovery in the home because sometimes we find out that it's not compatible. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've wasted the customer's time. We've wasted our time and that sort of thing. So we want to find out and get all those obstacles, you know, out of the way.
Sure.
And then we go out with a proposal and we show them there's two main things. The green factor is not really a factor for people doing solar. That's not why people do it. Initially, 20 years ago when I started in the industry, I thought that was going to be a motivating factor of being green, right?
Sure.
If it doesn't pencil and it's not, you know, cash green, people won't do it.
No, and the green is cash.
The green is cash.
It's not the environment.
Our enemy or our competition is the utility. And so if we've got to make the numbers look better than the utility. And so what's amazing now is with all the loan packages we have, the numbers are amazing. So when a customer looks at it two ways, if they have the wherewithal to finance a system on their own, to move money around and to pay for it, it's an amazing investment. In PG&E territory, it ends up being it's 10 to 12% return on their money, and it's tax free. So in year one, you're getting about a 10 to 12% return on your money typically, and it's a non taxable event. And in year two, it goes up because the utility rate goes up. So it's an appreciating asset year over year from a cash investment mm-hmm. perspective. And then from a loan perspective, which is it's the other thing we go over with the customers, the loan is typically, like I had a customer the other day, their bill was right about $400 in a month on average through the year. And then the loan payment was $178. So that $178 was wiping out the $400 bill that they had. It was 100% mm-hmm. offset virtually. And their payment to the loan was $178. They were saving $200 a month right off the bat just by going solar. So that it's all about the money. It's all about saving money over time, stopping the madness of the utility rate increasing every year. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we do.
And, you know, we can let's look at PG&E. PG&E is obviously a company that's not run very well. I mean, it's just not. I mean, they've said that out loud. And they are also a shareholder company.
Yeah.
So they need to make money.
Yeah.
And, in fact, they make millions and millions of dollars. At the same time, they are cutting back power for people. We just heard today that this could be the worst wildfire season we've had in a long time.
Boy, sure looks like
it's yeah, the Cal Fire people came up and made that announcement that this could be really a bad year.
Yeah.
Now, you think about how could it be worse than what we faced in the past. And I'm not even going to say that, you know, because we just don't know.
Right.
But what I'm getting at, though, is this is because of that and because PG&E has been bitten so many times because they don't clear the right-of-ways, they turn off power.
Right.
So I have a question for you. On your off-grid and hybrid systems, you have a remote region solar power that can provide you with your best option. Powerhouse Solar installs high-end, custom-designed off-grid and hybrid systems benefit from uninterrupted power. I want to get to that. So when they had those rolling blackouts, this is so important.
Right.
If you have solar, what happens when they have these 1 week or 3 day power off, turn off the power?
So if you just have solar, when the grid goes down, the solar goes down as well. It's what's called direct grid tie interconnected. So it has to have the grid power coming into it to push back. Now that's 95% of probably what we've installed, okay? People just trying to save money on their utility bill. So if you want that uninterrupted power, then we have to put a battery system in. And so those have become very popular. The batteries are amazing as far as keeping power on. Now they can't run heavy loads like an air conditioner. Hot water heaters will drain those batteries, big heavy loads, but like refrigerators or lights, that sort of thing. We can keep those things running, And then the next day, the beautiful thing about these is the battery system tricks the solar now to stay on when the grid's down. So it kind of replaces the input that it's that the solar's
now,
expecting.
Now, see, that surprises me because I thought if you got a solar system, you got batteries with it. So you could store that energy for the at night. And
it's an option. It's an option that comes with it. So so most people, before this whole thing with the blackouts, no one was really concerned about the power, right? I mean, they their power was pretty consistent. They weren't really concerned about it. But now with the rolling blackouts, people are more concerned. I think people are liking the idea of energy independence more. And so the batteries have become more popular, but it's an add-on. It's an add-on.
Well, you know,
feature.
But see, and that to me is, if I have solar power, I want batteries there. I want batteries because when the sun doesn't shine, and you don't want to have the power from a company coming in,
right? Yeah, I've always felt that way. That's always been my philosophy personally in my own home. I hated the idea that I had all the solar that wasn't working when the grid went down. That just drove me up a wall. So I have always made that investment in battery. Backup and the batteries have just technologically have come along so far that before it was flooded lead acid batteries, you had to check the water and all that kind of stuff. And then it went to maintenance free batteries, which was way better, because you didn't have to fool with it. And then now we've gone into lithium iron phosphate batteries, which are have a 10-year warranty. They're expected to last 15 to 20 years in standby situations. So very long-lived batteries. They're expensive. Initially they're more expensive, but the lifetime ownership of the new technology is way less than the old flooded lead-acid batteries.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to change those out three times in the life of the new lithium iron phosphate batteries. So they're more expensive initially, but you're done. You don't have to think about it for...
Yeah, you have your
years.
Depreciation on it and all that. I mean, you can when you're writing it off. I mean, is this if you look at how much money you're saving? I mean, that's what you got to look at.
Right. So there's the savings for the homeowner is that there's the federal tax credit. The federal government is giving us a 26% federal tax credit, and on the overall system. So when batteries are tied into the solar system on initial installation, then they get 27% back on their owed on their liability, basically, to the federal government. They can take that off. It's a tax credit. It's not a deduction. It's the good one. So
we've only got like about a couple minutes left. What do you want people to know, especially how to get a hold of you?
Well, you can get a hold of us by calling 275-5600, or you can visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. And just set up an appointment, and we'll get you get that information, that initial discovery. The guys will do that with you, and then we'll set up an appointment, and either myself or my son will come out and give you a rundown and explain the benefits financially of why people do solar and how it worked for you.
Fantastic. And looking at the website now, that's why I asked about the batteries, because that you have a beautiful picture here, and you can see all the plug-ins.
Yeah.
And of course, we're up here, and we will experience fires again.
Right.
And we will experience blackouts again. And so what do we do to prevent or help our individual home with not going through losing thousands of dollars of meat and food in our refrigerators?
Well, there's several options. The batteries are one option, and that's a great one. Batteries along with solar is a great option, but we also do generators. We're an Onan Cummins distributor, and we've got generators in stock right now. We have 20 kW generators, and which are extremely hard to get. And so we've got those in stock right now. So that's the other thing people do to make sure they've got power when the power goes down. Those generators will run the whole house. They'll run on a moderately sized home. They'll run the air conditioner, and they'll run everything. So
those are run on gas?
Yeah, propane, natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have diesel versions of them, but
those
get more expensive. But the one downside to the generators is that there's an initial cost to put them in, and then to run it, you're paying for that propane or natural gas.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, we have a great company that we partner with here. We suggest everybody go to Shasta Gas Propane for your...
Yeah.
And then, okay, so, well, that was a lot of great information this morning, Bruce.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Good.
President and CEO of Powerhouse Solar, we appreciate you coming on this morning and enlightening us with more solar information.
Yeah.
275-5600. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we have the Reading Police Department with us.
Thank
we'll be
you.
Right back after the news.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Facebook's ban on former President Trump's account will stand following a ruling by the company's oversight board.
Facebook suspended the former president's account earlier this year based on its disagreement with comments he made surrounding the Capitol riot on January 6. Issuing its ruling, the board stated, quote, "In maintaining an unfounded narrative of electoral fraud and persistent calls to action, Mr. Trump created an environment where serious risk of violence was possible." Facebook's decision has the former president and many Republicans in Congress challenging the fairness not only of Facebook, but of other tech and social media giants. Bob Agnew reporting.
And Facebook critic Jessica Gonzalez says there are countless cases of abuse each and every day on the platform. Cases getting little or no attention.
This is something that Facebook needs to address on a day-to-day basis. And a dozen or so cases per year is simply insufficient to hold Facebook accountable.
Members of Mr. Trump's inner circle say the former president is not going away. In fact, he maintains an online presence at his website, DonaldJTrump.com. Powerful storms have raked the south, producing flooding rains, high winds, and spinning off tornadoes in some spots. Jackson, Mississippi homeowner Marilyn Clark telling WBLT-TV that she suspects it was a twister that damaged her house.
The wind came up, and I saw it coming, and I could see all the debris coming across that window in the dining room. And by the time I got to the foyer, all the destruction, I heard it.
Flash flooding necessitating high water rescues in parts of Alabama. The bad weather blamed for at least three deaths across the region. On Wall Street, stocks higher. The Dow is up 2 points and NASDAQ ahead 66 and the S&P 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Via Bracket Animalist Number 65233. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Philippine government is encouraging Philippine fishermen to ply their trade in a disputed area of the South China Sea that would defy an annual fishing ban declared by Communist China.
The statement by a government-backed military task force is just the latest in a now two-month-long spat between Manila and Beijing over territorial rights in the South China Sea. This fishing ban does not apply to our fishermen, read the statement, adding, our fisherfolk are encouraged to go out and fish in our waters. It comes after the Foreign Secretary of the Philippines, Teodoro Loxin Jr., apologized to his Chinese counterpart yesterday after he tweeted an expletive word demanding that China removed its fishing boats from Philippine economic waters.
The BBC's Howard Johnson. Italy's tally, or rather India's tally, of coronavirus cases has now risen to more than 20.6 million since the pandemic began. Townhall.com. Oregon adopts open-ended coronavirus restrictions, extending indefinitely mask wearing and social distancing requirements for all businesses in the state.
State officials say the rule will be in place until it is no longer necessary to address the effects of the pandemic in the workplace. The rule has prompted a flood of angry responses, with everyone from parents to teachers to business owners and employees crying government overreach. Opponents have raised concerns that there is no sunset date or specific metrics for when the rule would automatically be repealed. Keith Peters reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she is not predicting when the Fed may have to start raising interest rates. Yellen looking to clarify earlier remarks that rattled the financial markets. Early Tuesday, she suggested that rates may need to rise slightly to keep the economy from overheating. Those remarks sent stock prices down, with the declines led by tech shares. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day, it's Cinco de Mayo, it's Wednesday. It's downhill from here, supposedly. And you know what? I don't know why we always think it's downhill from here.
I don't like downhill.
Because, no, you know that it's supposed to be easier.
Yeah.
But, you know, today we have Captain John Pilecki with us. We'll get to John in a second. You know, for you all, the weekends have you should be playing this like on a Sunday.
Yeah, there's a hump day,
day
different
it?
Every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
What day is it? It's Sunday, and they're going. They have to go back to work tomorrow.
Hump day could be 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's hump.
Hey.
We got a hump.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your Switzerland of the airwaves. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm, and we already know that it's Hoagie Day. Do we have
an astronaut day?
Do we have another one?
Totally Chipotle Day.
What?
Totally Chipotle Day. I'm assuming.
Totally Chipotle Day.
Well, perfect for Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. And, of course, Linda Bott.
Well, is it Linda Bott Day?
It's always Linda Bott Day.
I don't know.
It's Linda Bott Day, Linda Bott Month, Linda Bott Week, Linda Bott Year, Linda Bott Decade.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's going to be sunny with a high near 94 today. Now, of course, the wind warning is down, but we will have 6 to 8 miles per hour becoming south winds in the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of around 61, 8 to 13 miles per hour of winds tonight, with variable and variable this evening. Thursday calls with sunny with a high near 86. And Thursday night, mostly clear with our lows of around 52. Again, 8 to 13 miles per hour. So we do have some winds. Now, Friday, it says we're going to have gusts up to 21 miles per hour, but the weather would be 81. Overnight lows, clear skies with 53. Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. And mostly clear skies with lows of around 56. Sunday, sunny with a high near 86. That's Mother's Day, with Sunday night clear and our lows of around 56. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always granted, welcomed, admired, respected. 365-3793.
We're here with Captain John Pilecki of the Reading Police Department. Good morning there, Captain.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So how long have you been with the police department?
I'm going on 16 years this year at the Reading Police Department, and then prior to that I had worked over at the Eureka Police Department in Eureka, California.
And why'd you switch over?
Well, I don't know how well you know Humboldt County, but I was a little nervous about raising my kids there. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I moved over to Reading back in about 2005 and brought my family over here back then. So.
You haven't looked back?
Nope. It's been a great move for us.
He would know.
Yeah.
Harpin, yes.
Yeah, Captain Merle Harpin.
Yes,
or Chief
Merle.
Harpin. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Merle, good. He's a tough coot guy.
Yeah,
we love
guy.
Him. He's a great guy.
Absolutely, yeah. He is. He was a great captain when I was over there, and then a chief he eventually became after I left. So, yeah.
His daughter is a very good friend of mine.
Yes. Yeah. And so we met him through her. Mm-hmm. And he's just a joy.
He is. He's a wonderful man. He's a great guy.
Yeah. But like I said, he's a hard guy.
Tough guy.
That's what I should say. Hey, one of the things we wanted to talk about was recruiting and the problems that, you know what, the problems we face here are the same problems that are being faced throughout America right now as far as recruiting.
Absolutely, yeah. We're having a very difficult time. And I know really anywhere is having a difficult time hiring right now, but in police work in general right now across the nation is very difficult to recruit new officers to come into this line of work right now. There's a lot of scrutiny on us, a lot of people watching and what's going on, and it just feels like it's very difficult for somebody to enter into this profession at this point.
The fact that – I'm sorry, honey.
No, I was – go ahead. And
I was going to say, the police here and the sheriffs, everybody I've talked to, feels there is there's respect here, there's support here for our police. So imagine how this would be in Louisville, Kentucky, or Minneapolis or Seattle. I mean, they're short hundreds of people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's this community here obviously is a great community and a huge supporter of their law enforcement, and we feel that and we know that. But when you see the national news and the news every night on what's going on across the nation, it just makes it difficult to recruit and get people to understand that we have that support and that community support here. So, you know, it's just tough to recruit. Right now we are 11 positions down in our officers, and we are really trying to focus on some new positions like our CIRT position, some bike teams downtown and things like that. But until we get
CIRT,
critical incident response team, it's going to be working with a mental health worker.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes. And they're going to go out together and deal with mental health crisis intervention. And
now that's a team that's put together with not only just officers, but mental health professionals, civvies. Or not in uniform?
Yeah, they're,
if I understand
they're,
right.
Yeah, they're going to not be recognizable as a police officer. They still are police officers. Then there's a mental health professional with them. Yeah, and we're partnering with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and we are they will go out and deal with these mental health situations and try to bring a little more calm to those situations so that the people that are in that crisis is it helps us deal with those situations.
An example was just there was a shooting out at IGO, and I think it was just ruled it was justified. Mm-hmm. A guy with many mental problems, mm-hmm. and the police went out there on a welfare call, and the family was worried, and ended up the guy coming at an officer with a knife. See, and they had to shoot him. And this is one of those incidents that perhaps the CERT team.
Right, this team.
Yeah, I'm just saying out there, but I'm saying here in town, what's the majority, or I shouldn't say majority, what is the percentage that you all deal with that are mental health problems?
Well, I don't have that number exactly with me, but there are a lot of calls that we do deal with have a mental health aspect to them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are also mental health mixed with drugs and things like that you see downtown.
Self-medicating.
Here a lot. Yeah, self-medicating, but they have some mental health issue. And so, you know, not every call they're going to be going out to, but on those certain situations where it's definitely a mental health type of call, those officers are going to get dispatched to that with the mental health professional. They're going to have all the resources available for them. They're going to have the mental health professional there to talk to this person and make sure that they can get the resources and the help that they need. And so it's not necessarily a law enforcement interaction with them every time, just taking them to jail and then back out on the streets and these things. We can try to get them the help and into the right programs for them.
Go on.
Well, I was just thinking about how in our society today, it feels like it's more common to break down the establishment. That's what I'm feeling. And even though there can be reform and there can be in so many situations, not just in police work, where, you know, things need to come to light, or maybe, you know, somebody overreacted or somebody did something that was wrong, or, you know, when the Me Too movement and so many movements, So then you think about, okay, you've been now 26 years, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So 26 years, and now you have like a magnifying glass on every aspect of what you do. So do you find, or are you working with people that are like, This is how I'm trained. Now I'm having to second guess my initial training reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my fears is for our officers a lot of times is that in today's society, the way that we are so scrutinized in every single thing we do or say is that there's always this thought in your mind when you're dealing with somebody as it's maybe not that we shouldn't slow down sometimes and maybe rethink things and look at different ways of handling things, but in their training, we are trained so often and we have continuous training. The state of California does an incredible job with POST, our standards of training, and if an officer is taught to deal with situations, they should be able to react just right off of their training. But in today's society, they are starting to second guess themselves because we're seeing that officers who have been trained and maybe have followed their training that they've had over the last 20 years
exact protocol.
Is now changed. And yeah. So it slows their response down and their reaction time down. And then at that point, I'm very fearful that we're going to be having officers getting hurt and second guessing themselves in very dangerous situations.
Or not going to something.
Correct.
As we not here in Reading, I don't believe that for a second. But in Baltimore, mm-hmm. There was, after they arrested those several officers, after transporting, the murder rate jumped immediately in Baltimore, and especially in certain areas, because the police just weren't even going to go in there. They slowed down, let me put it that way, slowed down response because they were, gosh, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, absolutely. We in our recruiting, we have had officers come from other agencies, and when they've come to talk to us, they said that the agencies that they're from, they've been just told not to respond to anything, do no proactive police work whatsoever. And these are agencies, in San Francisco, the Bay Area, and
sure.
Like that. It's going to be scary to see what the results of that looks like.
But you're not going to see that right now. It's going to be 5 years from now, and you're going to have a real, real problem. And we got to take a break.
We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our longtime supporter. We partner with Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Mother's Day is coming up. Perfect time to go in there and see if there's some little beautiful bauble, or how about taking a family estate piece and having it refitted for mom, not just for your mom, but for your wife who is a mother or a friend. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR.
That's Linda Ronstadt, and she...
That was an Emmy-winning...
Yeah, she... You know, I watched the doc... Listen to that. Oh, yeah. Okay, so she went back to her roots. Her father... She grew up in, I think, Texas. And
she was in Arizona.
Okay, well, she lived in a place where there was
the bouncer, one of the bars she sang.
All right, do you want me to continue?
Yeah.
Are you going to make up stories?
You think that was a made-up
story? Okay, so she had a multicultural upbringing, and it was just a great documentary of her going back and working with these, doing the music of what she grew up with, and I love her voice and the fact that she's done so many different kinds of variations of music. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993.
We're the Captain John Pavelski. John, I don't know what's going on today. It's Wednesday, and that's the only thing I can tell you, who is a captain in, of course, the Reading Police Department. We're talking about recruiting and the problems with recruiting. It's not just here in Reading where they have a strong support base. It's across the country, but when you start having problems here, and then they're starting to come up with these stupid, I'm sorry, I have to say, you can't, but I can. These stupid bills that are saying you've got to be at least, what, 25?
25, yeah.
25 to be a policeman. You must have a college degree. Mm-hmm. Now, that's immediately taking the military off the market in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. But that's okay because they think there's a problem with the military being in the police.
Right, yeah. I started out with... initially with no college degree, now I have a bachelor's degree, but I had come from the military. I went into the Air Force right out of high school and then got into law enforcement. And, you know, I believe my time in the Air Force really helped grow me up, mature, and those types of things for me. And to think now that I would not have been eligible to get into law enforcement when I got out of the military, it is crazy to me. You know,
is that bill passed?
No.
Okay. I don't even know if it's made it out of the committee, but this is the kind of thinking that we're facing down in Sacramento.
Right. Yeah.
Another bill that was introduced was taking the post certification away for sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have, again, Mr. Wiener, Wiener out of San Francisco, this is his idea. Do away with the post classification, which means you have to have got, at least gone through the academy, and making the position of sheriff purely political.
Yes, that's something else they're trying to pass there.
What do you think about that? Well, as an individual,
yeah.
I mean, well, I shouldn't say that, but with your background of where you're coming from, but having it be a strictly a political position.
I would think it would be, well, political position. Obviously, a sheriff is a political position because they are elected
right.
official.
Okay.
However,
that's true.
But I believe that it would be a very difficult and uphill battle for that person to come in and lead an agency and have the respect of their officers or deputies in that case without having any understanding of what their job truly is and having gone through that and worked their way up through the ranks and understood what police work is all about. And so I couldn't imagine trying to lead an agency without having any experience in the job that you're going to now lead, you know, in some of these sheriff's departments are huge. They're big agencies, you know, and,
absolutely.
And go in there and lead that without any experience. It'd be
sidebar here, and I'm just going to say this because I looked it up. Linda Ronstadt was born in Tucson, Arizona. You are so correct, the mundo. And her father came from a pioneering Arizona ranching family and was of German, English, and Mexican ancestry.
I'm telling you, she sang in bars in
yes.
in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I bounced in one of those bars, and she was singing.
Okay.
In fact, I was hired for that night because Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You bounced. Ooh. All right. No, you have some law enforcement.
Well, no. That has nothing to do with law enforcement. That has to do with three or four of you grabbing a drunk and thrashing him on his way outside back in those days.
In the next segment, I really would like to go into the history of Captain Polensky. And I think our listeners love to hear what makes the man. Where did you grow up? How did you, I know you were in Eureka, but how did you get into law enforcement? Was it a family, love? Was it a teacher? Was it somebody who came and spoke in class? Where did this happen for you? But I that's going to take some time. I think that's great. We'll do that after the break.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes here. What's the biggest problems facing the Reading Police Department, John?
As we're talking about here, the recruiting obviously is a big, big issue. And then, you know, it's just like anything over the last few years where laws have changed and keeping criminals in jail and just dealing with the same people on a day in and day out basis and not having the resources and the, available to us to provide resources to these, people on the street, which is why we're trying to change some of these things with our, mental health crisis workers and such, getting them on the
neighborhood
street,
police,
and the neighborhood police unit with dealing with downtown issues and trying to help. The city has put so much money into this downtown area to create an environment for us to use as a community, and we are tasked with keeping that safe for people so that they feel safe to come down here and spend time and spend their money and hang out and socialize with one another. And obviously with COVID, that's been an issue this last year, too. But looking forward to that. So, you know, we have a task ahead of us to make sure that we are going to keep that safe for people and show that the money and the investment that the city has put into this area is worth it and that we are here to protect people and make sure that they feel safe and can socialize and be with their families, go to dinner. And those types of things. So that's going to be our next big phase of is making sure that we keep what the city has put in invested and keep that safe for everybody here.
Well, I really like to hear that in the sense of the city and the people put a lot of money to re-energize our city and to get people here. And let's just face it, if people come to Reading and there's a bunch of derelicts or people are being assaulted out on the streets, they're not going to come. So having that type of atmosphere. And then now with the riverfront's going to start getting developed, I could see another neighborhood police unit down there, you know, for that when that starts happening. So we're here with Captain John Polensky of the Reading Police Department. We're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab. If you suffer from orthopedic injuries, strains, or sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Yeah, 3673 Eureka Way. That's the one that's got the grocery outlet in there and the Chinese restaurant and pizza places.
Mm, right.
They've got all types of equipment. They've got the background.
Plaster and Buenaventura.
Yeah, Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. I know Kevin's worked with the American gymnastics team.
That's cool.
He's worked with the pro football combines. This is the type of place that I could see our officers going to, our firefighters going to, and those of us who work out and we're getting older and we have these aches and pains, but this physical therapy will get you back on track. Give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030 today. We'll be right back.
Mira cómo ando, mujer, por tu querer. Borracho y apasionado, no más por tu amor. Mira cómo ando, mi bien. Muy dado a la borrachera y a la perdición.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they stole.
And welcome back to our morning show. Hey,
little new gospel. Dr. Good.
Do you ever do that when you sing, Dr. Good?
No, it's the song of your life.
Okay.
8:34 in the morning, 64 degrees out there on the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars, including heart attack care, emergency room care, preventative care, surgical complications, or lack thereof is what it means, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Linda and I are here today. Our guest is Captain John Paletsky of the Reading Police Department. We talked in the first half hour, we talked about the recruiting. And recruiting is tough. And because of a variety of reasons that all of you, all of our listeners know, with the continued focus on police, the changing of different laws, the lack of support in other areas, not here in Reading. But it's harder and harder to get people to want to be a policeman. It used to be, would you say, how many, when you opened it up for jobs, it used to be you'd get how many applications?
Oh, wow. When I, years ago, we'd start hiring here, and you'd go for a test, and you'd have 30, 40, 50 candidates coming in, and we'd be selecting one or two positions.
One or two. You know. Well, let's do and talk
now,
about
and
that.
And now it's...
What, when we keep it continuously open now, and we're getting just trickles in, you know. Right. And right now, you know, we have currently no lateral
transfer.
Anybody coming in try to apply as a lateral right now. We are getting recruits, but we'll maybe test 2 or 3 at a time on a month or every 2 months.
Did we just hire some? Did I just see that we got a lateral, and then one of our officers graduated from the year long? After you get out of post, you're not hired.
Right.
I mean, you're hired, but you are not really hired. You've got to go through a year.
Yeah, you have a FTO program that we go through, and then you have a year probation. So it's about 18 months once you're hired to get – well, you're hired and go through the academy. That's a six-month-long program. And then once you get out of the academy, you become a you become a field training officer, and you go through an extensive training program that's usually about 20 weeks, 18 to 20 weeks. And then you have a year of probation after that.
And not everybody gets through this.
No. We're about, a lot of times with our recruits, we're about 40% success rate.
So think about this. They pass the test. They pass the mental. They pass the background. They pass the physical. You send them down to post. Now, does this include post?
Or that is the post academy, yes.
Okay. So after post, you bring them back here, and you still only get less than half that make it through.
Yes, just a little bit over 40% make it through.
And the main reason for that?
There are a variety of reasons. It can be some of their report writing. It can be officer safety issues. It can be just not a failure to engage people, relating to what law enforcement is. Some quit because they realize this job is more difficult than what they had anticipated. They didn't understand the dangers of it, the being in the face of
stress factor.
Stress, all these types of things sometimes. And the stress is a big one when they're being watched and scrutinized every day, and they're filled out a daily observation report on them, and all that stress just builds up, and you have to be able to operate under stress because we operate under stressful situations all the time, and some guys just and gals are not able to do that, and so they have to wash out of the program, or some resign and say that's just not for them.
Well, Captain John Paletsky, let's go a little bit back into the history of where were you raised? Did you have law enforcement in your family? How did you come about saying, I want to be a policeman?
Okay. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people I work with grew up thinking they were going to always be a policeman and wanted to be a policeman. I had never put any thought into being a policeman. I was not raised in a law enforcement family. My parents raised me, and I have 2 brothers. There was 3 of us together, and we came up through a blue-collar family. My dad was an appliance repairman, and he...
Noble work.
Noble work, yeah, and he ended up... He worked for Sears at the time and quit Sears and started his own business out of his garage and worked his way up into a very successful appliance store over on the coast. It's called Paletsky's Appliance Center now, and they have... My brother now runs it and has 3 different businesses over there. And so growing up, I was the youngest of the three boys, and my brother, my oldest brother, had gotten involved in drugs a little bit, and it gave me a hatred for drugs, and saw what they can do and how they can destroy a family and how they can destroy people. And so I had always just held on to that, and something that I wanted to eventually change. I went off into the Air Force. My other brother had gone into the Marines.
Thank you for your service.
And thank you. And then once I got out of the Air Force, I became a plumber for a little while. I worked for my dad for a little while. And then I had a friend who was a policeman, and I did a ride-along with him. And I first did a ride-along and realized how much I enjoyed myself and I liked it. I came home and started talking to my wife about it, about how much I enjoyed it. And so I did another ride-along probably a few months later. And then eventually she's like, I was a plumber at the time, and I was not liking my job. And she said, well, why don't you go into law enforcement? You love this so much. And so about 2 months later, I was in the academy. I paid for myself to go through the academy on my GI Bill, and then was hired by the Eureka Police Department as I was graduating the academy. So,
Polensky
Appliances
is over in Eureka.
Yeah.
So then that's the Merle thing is deep.
Yeah. Get a good deal on appliances?
Yeah, I do actually.
If you can get them.
Yeah.
Touches my heart, and I could tell for you too, with a little bit of that testimonial, is that out of the tragedy of your mm-hmm. brother being succumbing or dealing with a drug habit, that was your moment to do something within your own energy to be able to help on a larger scale. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if somebody is broken, they have to want to get help.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, you can do things that where you help to make the improvements with mm-hmm. people, or you help them get over an edge or a hard spot. And I think that's the true heart for the people who go into law enforcement. And we have to remember that for people who, just get into this thing where they bash a cop. You know, most of these guys don't go into it because they're power driven. They go into it because very much along the lines of you, Captain, is they have a heart to want to make a change and do good for your community. It's a calling, like you say. It's a spiritual thing. It's a higher calling. It's beyond you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I truly believe that it is a calling to get into this profession, because you have to get into it for the right reasons. Otherwise, you can get into trouble in this profession if you get into it for the wrong reasons.
Does it twinge you when you see some of the police shows?
Yeah, absolutely. I really don't watch any of the shows really that much at all, because it's so far-fetched and so out there a lot of times.
I'm like that with war movies.
Yeah.
And I'll see them doing things, and I just look at it, and I go. And sometimes it's just one thing they do, but it's so mm-hmm. totally wrong. It's kind of like, well, obviously, there's no technical advisor on the script here. And so I have a tendency to look at it like that. So I would imagine that police do the same thing.
Yeah.
Is there any police movie or TV show you ever saw that was semi-close that you can remember?
You know, not that, and like I said, I kind of avoid a lot of those types of things. Yeah. It's work to me, and so a lot of my family watches them. I just don't. I'm a more of a sports guy or a kind of a documentary type of shows more so. Than,
so I realized Starsky and Hutch was really close to police work.
Yeah.
And since then, there probably hasn't been a
Chips.
Good one since there.
Yeah. Remember, Chips is my era.
Yeah.
Did you know in Chips, they never once drew their gun? in 5 or 6 or 7 seasons, never once was a firearm pulled by any of the officers.
That's interesting.
Isn't that? But some officers can go through a long career and never fire their gun.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of officers are able to retire without having to, be an officer-involved shooting or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not drawing their pistols. Mm-hmm. It's just it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
give us a look into – we only have two minutes left in this segment. Give us a quick look into a daily routine. You go to work, you go through the gate, then what?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say one quick thing about my past, like I talk about with my brother. He did beat, he made the choice to get involved in drugs, but he made that choice to get out of those.
Oh, that's great.
And eventually did, and is completely successful in his world.
Oh, that's super.
Today,
so. Fabulous. Okay,
but,
good.
So I do
want
to say that just about him. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And so that was a, it's a very good thing. But, a day in the life of a police officer, on the streets anyways is, you know, they arrive to work usually half hour, 45 minutes early. They get prepared for the day. They go into the locker room, get dressed, put on all their gear, and then they attend a briefing with their shift, their other officers that they're going to be working with through the day. And the sergeant runs that shift, and a corporal. They will provide any information that they need for that day, any people we're looking for, wanted people, any officer safety issues or things like that that we're dealing with at the time. And then they get into their patrol car and start their day. And any day is one thing that is wonderful and great about police work is that the next day is different. Every day is different. And you're never dealing with the same thing day in and day out. A lot of times we're dealing with the same people day in and day out, but the calls for service that day can take you from, you just have no idea where you're going to go. You can be in the middle of something very dangerous to helping an elderly person who had fallen or something along those lines. It just, the gamut is huge in a day in the life of a police officer. And they work throughout their day. They back each other. They're always working together with one another, communicating over the radio. And then as their day starts to wind down, they start to wrap up all their paperwork. And there's one thing, if I would have known how much paperwork is involved in the police work, I probably wouldn't have got into it. But eventually, things have changed over the years. It just keeps getting more and more paperwork. We have to document so many things nowadays. And so then they complete their paperwork and get that done. Sometimes they have to stay after their shift and complete their paperwork, maybe an hour or a couple hours to get things done and complete it on time so they can go home for the evening and then wake up and do it again the next day. Yeah.
All right.
Everything's different, though.
Yep.
Every day is different.
Well, thank you. And we'll be right after. I'm going to take a break. We are with Captain John Paletsky.
She has a way of saying names that just I love.
All right.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Anything tobacco? They're there for you, whether it's great premium or domestic cigars, and they have a wonderful walk-in humidor. It is just absolutely outstanding. Rolling tobacco, major cigarette brands, pipe tobacco, humidors, any accessories you're looking for, Tobacco and Brew has it. They have a current special of a grab bag of three cigars for $24. That's it, Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back, 8:46 in the morning, 64 degrees out there today, Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey, guys. Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM here on Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May, 8:51 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. You know, SST Oil, it wants to remind everybody, if you are living out in the countryside, do you have defensible space? Do you have a go bag there with all your, with medical supplies, all your important papers that you can pick up and leave with? As we learned today from CAL FIRE, this could be a record season this year. And I hate to hear that. I hate to say it, but this is what they're saying. SST Oil is right in the middle of fighting fires by making sure that our firefighters have fuel, diesel, gas, and also jet fuel for the aircraft. I've been working here doing this since 1967, remembering our past and looking to the future. They are always looking for good employees, for drivers. It's an employee-owned company, and the CEO has come up through the ranks. And, in fact, Bill can be out there driving a truck if it needs to be. It's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167.
A little update about Cinco de Mayo, not to be confused with Mexican Independence Day, which occurs on September 16th. In Spanish for 5th of May, an annual celebration held on May 5th. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Pueblo. Here's the significance of that. The Battle of Pueblo was significant both nationally and internationally for several reasons. First, this battle was significant in that 4,000 Mexican soldiers were greatly outnumbered by the well-equipped French army of 8,000 that had not been defeated for almost 50 years. Second, since the overall failed French intervention, some have argued that no country in the Americas has subsequently been invaded by any other military force from Europe. Thus, what Cinco de Mayo is. Okay. And besides the fact that this is the second biggest beer day outside of Super Bowl Sunday.
All right. Which is important. We're here with Captain John Poletsky of the Reading Police Department. John, you're also on the Simpson University Advisory Board, yes. As I am, with a number of other community people from the community. Why? I mean, you know, I find it interesting. I think it's great, but having the police department on that.
Yeah, I'm a part of that board. I also sit on Youth Options Board, our chaplains board, and different things. So we like to make sure that we get out in the community and we're there for to help support and serve our community in other ways other than just in law enforcement and be a part of these groups. You gain connections with others. You learn what that it is that they're doing in the community and how we can help serve them and make our connection with them stronger and better in those kind of groups when we're out there. We have officers that are involved in all kinds of things within this community.
I imagine. Switching subjects totally here, violence. Mm-hmm. And it's just anecdotal, but it seems to me that we're getting into more and more violent times up here in the North State.
Yeah, and across the nation.
Across the nation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you kind of like to think that Shasta County is like a bubble of common sense at times, but it's catching up with us.
And what's catching up with us is we've had, obviously prisons are closing down. We have a lot of people that are back in our communities who were in prison for different violations of the law, some of those being violent. Yeah, I know they say that they're only releasing nonviolent criminals, but the people were in prison for the crimes they actually had gotten caught for or committed or that we were able to prove. That doesn't mean they weren't involved in violent crimes prior to going to prison. And so a lot of people are back in our communities. They've been released, and then also a lot of law changes and I believe a lot of it has to do with the drug change, the law changes in the drugs right now where people can get, there's no consequence for a drug right now. And what happens is we used to be able to, have a thing where we call 11550, somebody would get put into jail for a little time and have a 90-day dryout period if they had a multiple 11550 arrests. And what that did for that person, which is an 11550 arrest, is basically intoxicated under drugs,
right.
Under the influence of drugs, not alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But what that did for that person is it would get them in there and clear their mind and help them get resources and get some help that they needed and get off the drugs for a little while. Right now, when there's no consequence for the drug use that they're doing, they're just out there constantly, and I think a lot of that has to do with what we're seeing on the streets with the mental health and the people who are just, you see walking down the streets, talking to themselves, flailing on their arms, walking down traffic, walking through traffic and all that. And when those people aren't getting cleaned up off of that, they're at a different state and a different completely psychosis state of mind that is, you just can't deal with that person, in a rational way sometimes.
Which leads to another thing here is I just saw that the governor wants to release they want to release another 67,000 prisoners. And a lot of these are violent criminals.
Yeah, absolutely.
What they've done is reduced the time, or they've added the, for good time. To get these people out of there. I mean, do they have any concept of what this does to our state?
Yeah, that's a huge problem for all of us. And as you know, used to be somebody go away for a murder or something like that, and they'd get potentially 25 years to life.
Yeah.
That person never came out of prison ever. And nowadays, you're starting to see people with parole for murder, and you just never ran into that in your career. And that's obviously, the worst of the violent crimes is murder, obviously, but there's several other violent crimes that are out there, and people with firearm violations or assault with a deadly weapons, attempted homicide, all those types of things, and are still getting back and released back into our communities.
We're here with Captain John Pulaski. I don't know, maybe we have to hit, maybe it has to hit rock bottom, and it gets so bad that it swings the other way. Mm-hmm. Again, but they've emptied out the prisons. They're closing down Susanville. It's the second prison they've closed. And that just puts people back on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being with us today. What do you want people to take away from this?
Just if you know somebody who is, somebody who is willing to put on a badge and is capable of that, please encourage them to apply, come serve their community. This, and like I said before, this community supports us, and we want to be able to provide the best service that we can, and filling all these positions like our bike teams and our CIRT teams and putting people out there to protect the downtown and all these types of things. And so we need bodies for that, and encourage people who are willing and able to do that to apply for us.
I really think you all ought to go down, send you down to Camp Pendleton to their transition program, which they have for a month when people are getting out, and just lay it out for them. I think you'd have a lot of young Marines.
Yeah, we have a recruitment team that's starting, and we're trying to look at certain things like that, that we're trying to reach out further than what we normally had to do in the past.
Well, I tell you, Camp Pendleton, literally thousands of Marines getting out every month, and a lot of good Marines down there,
absolutely,
both male and female. Tomorrow, we're going to have Barry Tippin's going to join us for tomorrow, the city manager. You know, Barry has never turned down a time to come here, and Barry takes the tough questions, too. You may not like the answers, but you're going to get the answers whether you like them or not. Again, thank you so much to Captain John Pulitzky from the Reading Police Department. Please everybody know that they are supported out here. They are appreciated, and we know it's a tough job.
Thank you.
It's one thing to be in combat, and I've got 40 or 50 Marines around me. We're armored up. And it's another to walk up to a car, and some sweet-looking old lady has a .44 sitting in her lap there.
You just never know.
You never know. Okay, just the other thing, of course, is it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.